Hey guys, I know you have been waiting for this landed video. The last video I did is like 5 months ago. A lot of changes, a lot of updates. Today I'm going to share what you can buy with this budget. And it's not 5 million because it's too far stretched. It's not even 4. I'm going to share what you can still buy in today's market at 3.5 million. Can we still get something decent? Let's check it out. And to make things even more interesting, I'm going to talk about the whole Singapore landed property. From west, north, northeast to east, let's talk about the 5 types of conditions that you can get for a landed property. Original means old, livable, very livable, new, and brand new. So I'm going to give some love to the westy people first.
Let me bring you to closest to my home. Let's go to the west.
I'm going to start off District 23, and in the first 2 months of 2025, January and February, we have 4 transactions. And unfortunately, in these 2 months, Jan and Feb, I can't find any 3.5 million. So the nearest I found is this in Hillview Estate, a 2,244 square feet of interterrace, sold Sep 2024. Yes, the condition is old because of the size is 2,200 ma. So usually if your size is smaller, the condition will be better. Sold for 1,576 per square feet, 3.538 million. Don't worry, you have things that you can buy at 3.5. It's just that this land is huge, so we should go for smaller land size. Now let's go to District 21. And the fun fact, there's nothing here at 3.5 million because the land size here is quite big, and big times cheap is still high quantum, and the minimum price here is about 4 plus million onwards. So I'm going to skip District 21.
Let's go to the next district.
District 5. And for the first 2 months of 2025, we have 3 transactions. I found this in West Coast Gardens, 1,008 plus square feet, last sold Sep 2024, because there's nothing close to 3.5 for the first few transactions for this year. You can see it's livable at 2009 PSF, 3.65 million. If you have even smaller size, it will be newer lah. Although this is slightly above your 3.5 million budget.
Today, a lot of places to show you .
And now let's go to District 26.
Now I'm going to bring you to my favorite north area.
It's my favorite because at 3.5 million budget, you can definitely find something very decent. And for the first 2 months of this year, there are 6 transactions. Look at this, the Springside, 1,847 square feet, sold recently, Feb 2025. Not bad, right? 3-story, and this condition is very livable. Sold for 1,856 per square feet, 3.428 million. Over time, with the same price, the condition instead of 3-story will be 2.5, will become 2, then become 1, then become ghost, don't even want to stay tight. If you have watched my previous video, next we go to Bayan Villas, which is District 26, Lentor Plain, and they also transacted recently about May 2022. This is also twinies to me because they all look the same. At 1,615 square feet, I think that this definitely is not brand new. I don't think it's very livable. I think that this is livable with some renovations needed. It was transacted at 2,100 per square feet, $3.4 million. Condition is newer and is cheaper. Hey, you are lucky because I saw this latest transaction. Bayan Villas, 1,006 plus land size, sold June 2024, which is just 2 years after that transaction, at $3.75 million. They made $350,000 in 2 years. Then how about those nearer to city, which is District 20? And not bad leh. In the first 2 months of 2025, we have 8 transactions. Now let's have some fun. I found this District 20, 2,000 square feet of land. With around the same budget, you know that the condition will be expected lah. Sembawang Hills Estate, very big land size for interterrace, 2,039 square feet, sold Jan 2025. Come, guess how much? 3.4 million, 1,668 per square feet. People buy this and tear it down, and with this kind of interterrace, it will cost you around, I guess, 1.5 to 1.7 million to do a 2.5 story brand new house. Okay, now let's give some love to the northeast people, and now I'm going to start off in District 28.
Let's go.
Fun fact, there's a lot of transactions in the northeast region. And for District 28, for the first 2 months, we have 14 transactions already. Aha, I found this. Sunrise Villa, 1,600 plus square feet, sold Jan 2025. You can see that the condition is livable. Sold 2,059 per square feet, 3.38 million. So what happens if you move nearer to City Fringe?
Are you ready to go to the next place?
Which will be District 19. And for the first 2 months of this year, District 19 has the most transactions compared to all the districts in Singapore. And we have 19 transactions. 19 for 19.
Remember to subscribe because we... Remember to subscribe because we put in a lot of effort leh.
I found this at People's Garden and this condition is like original. 1,840 square feet, sold Feb 2025. People's Garden is located in a very far District 19 area and it's sold for 3.695 million, 2009 PSF. And I found another District 19, but this time in Serangoon Garden Estate, which is one of the biggest landed estate in District 19. And this time is nearer to City Fringe. And this time is the same land size, and since it's nearer to City Fringe, you know the condition lah. Serangoon Garden Estate, one story, same land size as just now that one, 1,840 square feet, sold December 2024. This condition is like original, sold for 1,946 PSF, 3.58 million. If you watch my 2 years ago landed video.
Why is really dead eh?
This land is 1,840 square feet. It was sold for 2 million only leh. Let's say you buy the lender at that time and you don't do anything. Stay as original condition. And today is 1.5 million more eh. Crazy oh. That's how much lender has increased over these 3 years. Hey, good news eh. I found something ah. At your budget 3.5, you can buy City Fringe property eh. And this time in District 13.
Now let's go to City Fringe.
Everyone, please subscribe so that you can pay for my petrol money. And there are 13 transactions just for Jan and Feb of this year. And when I say you can buy something in City Fringe, then you will expect that it's either the condition is very old or you can say that the land size is a lot. Correct lah. You see, you very high already. MacPherson Garden Estate, look at this. Sold Feb 2025, 1,324 square feet. That's the reason you can still get at this budget. Because the land size is only 1,003 plus. The condition is very livable. Sold for 3.45 million, 2,570 per square feet. See, I give you so much hope, right? You can still get something at 3.5 million in today's market. If you have watched my lender video last year, the third transaction is a bigger land size, which is this house. This is a corner terrace, 1,439 square feet, sold earlier this year. The condition for this, I think you are right already lah. I call this livable corner terrace and it's sold for 2,210 per square feet, 3.18.
Walao wei, increased so much just in 1 year ah.
Actually, I do lender consultation. I guide people to buy good lender properties at my target price. It's not as easy like condos, which is easier. Facing swimming pool, got different value, high floor, low floor, different value. For lender, there's a lot of things to take note like where sun lah, can you park car outside lah, condition of the place lah. So if you don't want to be a cai tao, anyhow buy a landed property, you can consider my one-to-one if you want me to guide you to buy good value property at a good price so that you can become a giant hua kui. I put a link in the video description below. Now let's go to the last region, which most of you love it also lah, is the Eastie people. Welcome to District 15. And in the first 2 months of this year, we already have 11 transactions. So what it tells you, it means there's demand lah. You don't want to buy in a district where no one buy, right? And we have very good transactions for the first 2 months. And for District 15, we have 11 sales transactions. Ooh la la, I found this not inter terrace eh. You can get corner terrace leh. At Opera Estate, 1,600 plus square feet, sold Feb 2025. We can say that this condition is original, which means you need to spend money to do up. It's a corner terrace, sold for 1,851 PSF at 3.1 million. It's very cheap for corner terrace. I think you need to spend like 1.7 to 1.8 million. Then you'll have a brand new 2.5 story corner terrace already. Landed property is so good. It's like printing your own money. The more money you spend into your landed property, then it will increase in value. Usually people who buy this kind of original condition, they have more money to set aside to do up the place. But if you don't have enough money to spend on doing all this renovation, then the only way is to go further east. And this time I'm going to bring you to District 16. Hey, not bad, in the first 2 months of this year, we have 7 transactions. The further you go, the condition will be much better lah. And this time, I found this. You like one. Sunbird Park, 1,615 square feet, sold Jan 2025. It looks good lah. Very livable. Don't need to spend a lot of reno. The least, maybe spend 50k, change all the toilet and a bit of the kitchen. Oh. And for this very livable terrace, it sold for 3.488 million, 2,160 per square feet. I think for all the Eastie, you should stop at 16 lah. Because the condition is quite good already. Why do you want to go even further to Batam already? Don't worry, I will still bring you to District 17, which is at the end of Singapore already. And fun fact, for the first 2 months of this year, there's only one transaction. Because the highlight here is Changi Prison. I found this Liria Terrace. The land size is 1,600 plus square feet, sold Jan 2025. Can say it's very livable lah. Sold for 3.5 million, 2,084 per square feet. Remember to subscribe and stay tuned to the next lender video because the next one I'm thinking to do a budget of 4.5 million what you can buy in today's market. So see you in my next video.